It's time now to dive into the business world in Saskatchewan. I'm joined by our business analyst, Paul Martin. And Paul, the housing report, the latest housing report, pardon me, from RBC is out. And there are some interesting numbers you want to touch on, especially when it comes to our province.
Yeah, you know, Regina came out as the most affordable city in the major city in the country to buy a house. And it's been pretty standard. Regina's kind of kept that moniker for a while, but there was no change. And here's what they do. They say, what's the average house price in your city? And then what's the average income in the city? And then they match the two. They create a ratio, and they say, what can you afford? Regina's the most affordable. So when you compare the price of the average house against average incomes, you're more likely to be able to buy a house here than just about anywhere else in the country. And it works out to 27% of your income would be devoted to buying a house. Saskatoon came third on this, and it's 32%. But, you know, try this comparison on. In Vancouver, it's 101%. So it takes more than your average income to buy the average house. It's, like, impossible unless you pool resources and get multiple people on the title or buying it together or something like that. So Toronto's like 80%, but Vancouver really at 101 is just, it's really out there. There are some communities in the province, and I'm hearing this anecdotally from a lot of people, of folks who are leaving the big cities, Toronto and Vancouver in particular, and heading this way. They're buying houses. I was talking to a person in a small community, about 1,000 people in Saskatchewan, and they've got several new residents who've come in and bought houses, and they came from Vancouver. They just said, we can sell a house out there and buy something here for an extremely attractive price. And people would say, well, why do you want to spend the winter in Saskatchewan? And frankly, you make so much money on the house in Vancouver, you'll likely never see a Saskatchewan winter. You'll be down south for, 3 or 4 months or whatever. And a couple of municipalities have actually kind of aggressively pursued that as a potential tool for bringing people to their community. So it's just a further reinforcement. We get this report quarterly, and latest quarter, no change. Regina number one, Saskatoon number three.
Yeah, interesting numbers for sure from that housing report from RBC. And Paul, apparently we're not a very happy bunch. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, there's this online gaming site. Frankly, I don't know why they're doing this. I think it might even be a European site. But they did a poll, and they tried to figure out, who's happy in Canada. And normally you would kind of look the other way, but HGTV picked up on this one for some reason, and that's what I was following, and they had ranked Quebec as the happiest people in Canada, and guess what? Saskatchewan dead last. We are the least happy people in Canada. And they had about 7 or 8 metrics that they were measuring. One that we did favorably on was your ability to get a job. That was really, that rated us, pushed us up. The one that dragged us down, though, was violent crime. It's weighing on people's minds.
Well, I'd say we're a happy bunch today, Paul. So we'll boost those numbers up.
It's a happy day today. Yeah,
absolutely. He's our business analyst, Paul Martin. Paul, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again soon.
Not at all. Take care.